We're speaking today with Dan Helsel from the DNR. He's the regional water leader for the Central Wisconsin area based out of Black River Falls. And we're going to talk today about a strategic analysis that is going to be done or some feedback that is being sought for the Central Sands water resources. Dan, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
I guess first let's find out when you talk about the Central Sands region, what areas are we talking about?
Sure. We're generally talking about an 8-county area that includes more than 300 lakes and over 800 miles of trout stream. And it's, runs from Marathon down to Adams and Juneau County.
And it's called Central Sands for a pretty good reason, right?
That's correct. It has a very thick layer of sandy soils that overlays the bedrock. So there's, hundreds of feet of sand, which holds water, but also allows groundwater to move relatively quickly through the ground itself.
And you've got a lot of interested parties that are concerned about water in the region, I would imagine, from people just turning on the tap and their wells to fishermen, to farmers, and all the other things that go with it, right?
We certainly do. I mean, we know this is a very emotional issue for citizens that own lakefront property and enjoy our streams and live on our streams, as well as the people that rely on the groundwater for their businesses and for, family farms and for municipal water.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but a while back, one of the main concerns in dealing with the situation in these areas has been runoff from farm fields. Is that still a major concern, or have farmers done a pretty good job of cleaning a lot of that up?
Sure. Unfortunately, we haven't solved all of our water quality issues either in the Central Sands. And as you may know, the department's working on preparing a water pollution control plan for the Wisconsin River watershed, which will include many of these areas.
And people can present, are you going to have meetings or do they send in written comments? How do they go about commenting on this?
Sure. Well, with this particular work we're doing right now really is focusing on the water quantity issues, the relationship between groundwater use and surface water protection. And we'd like to pull together all the information we have for the Central Sands and how those two interact and what they mean for people socially, what water levels people need to enjoy their lakes and streams, as well as what kind of groundwater use folks need to maintain their businesses and provide safe drinking water. And so we'd like to work really well with the public to take in comments on what kind of information should be included in this initial strategic analysis.
That's been a big issue over the last couple of years, not only with there was talk of a bottled water plant, but also the situation down in Saratoga with the high-capacity dairy operation as well.
Yes, it has been.
What are you hearing in that situation? I don't know if you can comment on it because there's legal action going on, but I would imagine you're getting pulled in both directions when it comes to situations like that.
Sure. And the real focus of this news release and the next step is for us to pull together a larger picture of the Central Sands so the department and the state of Wisconsin actually can get a real complete understanding of the complex issues across this 8-county issue. I mean, it's not just as simple as more wells go in and your water goes away. I mean, the relationship between groundwater use and surface water protection is very complex, and we need to build in the economics and the social issues along with the science.
And how can people contribute feedback to the analysis?
Sure, we have a website out there. You can reach it by searching Wisconsin DNR webpage. And we're looking for people's input on the scope of the document. So this is the very early stages of preparing this document, and we want to make sure we're covering all the issues that people feel are important.